space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Thank you.
six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. Blast off!
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, you're listening to Mad Science at www.shazoozradio.com and People for People Radio Network. If you want to join in on a chat, jump over there to the superchat.html there at Shazooz Radio. And as well, if you want to go over and join the People for People Radio Network, you can click on the banner ad that's up underneath the chat rooms. So let's just get right into it today. Ideas do not work, so let us trash the earth. Mad Science Show is live. That's a pretty provocative statement, I'm sure, because, you know, it's like those clickbait buttons where you people tell you, oh, breaking and all this kind of stuff. Then you get on there and it doesn't seem like anything worthwhile. But I've been out here looking around on recycling ideas, and I come across several videos that are just simply amazing in alternative energy and recycling, and how many people's frustrated with recycling, and does recycling even work? Well, folks, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but ideas do not work, period. People do. You have to take an idea and you have to run with it. Otherwise, it's just not going to go anywhere. Now, I keep myself busy with all kinds of projects and ideas and trying to share these ideas with everybody out there. Trying to build what I'd like to call the dream team, you know, to get people together to show others exactly what you can do with ideas. There's one really fascinating video I just found this morning. It's about... 30 or 40, or maybe it was 25. I don't even remember the number. I had to look it back up. Anyway, it's excuse me. It's many ideas on craft ideas that you can use recycling deals for. Which actually kind of answered a couple of my questions: how I'm going to be able to melt some plastic without making a mess and be able to make it into usable panels that could be cut out and stuff like that. So. Ideas can give you even more ideas, and that's the whole concept of why it is that I want to share everything out here with everybody, so that whenever you see an idea and you hear it and you like this idea, you don't just stop there. You take that idea and run with it. There's so many creative people out there, it's just mind-blowing. Now, to get them all motivated on a team effort to do things, that's a pretty hard task to achieve. So, with that said, if you take these, I think I lost Thomas. Man, that stinks. All right, so if you take these ideas and you run with them, we could accomplish a lot. And even if you can't seem to find a dream team like I'm talking about trying to build. You know, good, brilliant people in your own community and such. Even if you can't seem to find a dream team, at least go look out at some of these ideas and see what you can do by yourself to be creative. Be amazed at some of the different things that these people made with plastics. You know, I put out videos, one video called, it was actually 34 Genius Recycling Hacks. Sorry I missed that one. But me and numbers don't seem to get along sometimes. But anyway, I put out a video called Bottle Caps for Mad Science, and I actually went through and got a bunch of buckets and took them around to different places, and still got to find homes for four more of those buckets. So basically, when these people, whoever decide to help me with this project, throw bottle caps in that bucket, I'm going to take those bottle caps and I'm going to use every single idea that I've come up with, and even some that I've learned from other people, and I'm going to show people exactly what you can do with something as simple as bottle caps. It's amazing. If you really sit down and think about what you could actually create with just plastics alone, and then you factor in all the different types of materials from different types of industries that seem to just get wasted. Folks, I try to get these videos out to everybody. And not just in, you know, what I'm talking about now about as far as recycling, about alternative energy. I'm ready to go with the alternative energy thing. I've already got my portion of the deal figured out. It's not as hard as everybody thinks. As a matter of fact, I got a couple coils in just the other day that are pretty impressive little deals. One wire running through the center of these coils is all that it takes in order to produce a really high voltage. And that's while this wire is on doing another task, such as running my neodymium magnet accelerator. And so it's basically catching what otherwise would have been classified as waste energy. But to take this thing to the next level to see how far we could actually go with that. So, it's like any other idea. Financial wise, it takes a lot of money to do things these days. It's a shame, but that's the way it is. Now, I'm not sitting here asking you to donate any money to me or anything like that. I just do the best I can with what I got to work with, but the process, it's slow and tedious. So, the thing is, we got government agencies out there that waste money hand over fist. We got a broken recycling system, and we got a population that they just don't care, it seems like, anymore. I mean, it would be just as easy just to drive down the road and throw your trash out the window. Most generally, you're not going to get caught doing it anyway because, the old law enforcement or whatever can't always be there every time somebody's throwing trash out the window. Heck, I walk the property line of my own personal property, and people on the highway, as they're coming down the road, are throwing their trash out the window, so I got tons of trash right up at my front gate. Now, of course, that's frustrating. It's not my trash, but I do have to go out there and pick it up, otherwise I got to continue to look at it. There's probably a lot of, there definitely is a lot of recyclables in there, so maybe they're just kind of throwing a penny in the bucket for me or whatever. But, if you don't take these ideas and you don't run with them, test them and all that kind of stuff, you're basically just listening. You got to take these ideas and ones you believe in, you got to run with them. You got to share them. You got to share the links to the podcast and stuff like that. There's a whole lot of things that go on behind the scenes just to put old Shaziz Radio together and, to do what it is that I do. I'm a nice guy, I think. I'm not trying to do something good for the world. I'll sit around, do some live stream videos. I'll do radio shows, and I'll share ideas with everybody. The Bottle Caps for Mad Science basically explained, what it is that I'm hoping to accomplish. Basically to show people things, to let them see possibilities. I'm going to play a little bit of a podcast here for a second, and if I can find the right one, and just listen to what this man's saying. It's real. I'm sure that if I'm frustrated with the process, this ought to probably frustrate you as well. The title, Does Recycling Work Anymore?
A little over a year and a half ago, my roommates and I decided to set up a compost bin outside our apartment for food scraps. We were trying to divert as much waste as we could from the landfill. And when we nestled that black compost roller in the corner of our yard, we thought we were well on our way to eco-conscious bliss. Our system was pretty simple. All of our food waste went into the compost. All of our plastics and glass got thrown into the recycling bin, and everything else got sent to the trash. It was great, except for one big problem. We quickly discovered that the building's recycling dumpster also happened to be our trash bin. Our landlord and even the waste management company claimed that we could co-mingle our trash and recycling in the same dumpster, and everything would get somehow sorted out at the factory. This seemed very fishy. So it got me thinking about how much of recycling actually gets recycled. And really, when it comes down to it, does recycling even lower a person's environmental impact? After some online investigation, I discovered that the recycling journey of something like a plastic bottle is actually pretty long. It begins with your last sip of water and might end halfway across the world in a recycling plant in China. And there are numerous steps in that process where the plastic bottle can easily go from recycling to trash. So, let's start at the beginning. In the city of Chicago, which is where I live, recycling collectors come around every other week to pick up blue recycling bins. And they'll often lift the lid and take a peek inside. If there is anything out of the ordinary, like a soccer ball or even a bunch of plastic shopping bags, both of which can't be recycled in Chicago, they send the whole bin to the landfill. That means just one big contaminant can divert a whole lot of recyclables, including our brave little plastic bottle, to the landfill. If, however, the bottle makes it past that first hurdle, it gets sent on its way to a sorting center, which is used heavily in single-stream recycling programs like Chicago's. While single-stream programs often make it easier and more convenient to recycle at home, it means more contaminants and more work on the processing end. As Susan Collins of the Container Recycling Institute confirms, what single-stream wins in volume, it sacrifices in quality. And in the Chicago area, a private company called Waste Management does the majority of this processing. They sort 24,000 tons of recycled materials every single month. So at the facility, a combination of high-tech machines and human eyes sort through every piece of recycling, pulling out what doesn't belong, like plastics caked in food waste or even more plastic bags, all of which gets sent to, you guessed it, the landfill. According to the area director of recycling for Waste Management, 18 to 20% and sometimes as high as 30% of recycled materials are contaminated and get sent to the trash. Which means that even in the processing phase, every year approximately 31,000 tons of materials put in recycling bins around Chicago end up getting thrown out. But if that plastic bottle we're following makes its way through this gauntlet of machines, it'll eventually get bundled, compressed, and shipped to the highest bidder. And in many cases, the highest bidder is a facility overseas. The U.S. exports one-third of its recycling, and almost half of that goes to China. But in 2018, Chinese recycling facilities started to refuse 24 kinds of our waste. This now means that the fate of our recycling is unclear. In some cases, like in Portland, Oregon, the bids for recyclable materials have become so low that recycling facilities have turned away avid recyclers, with some customers reporting that companies are telling them to throw all their recyclables in the trash. Understanding this relatively complex process is important, because when we recycle a plastic bottle, its environmental impact isn't neutralized. Recycling still has fossil fuel emissions tied to it. Yes, the environmental costs associated with recycling are less than with extracting new materials. But that doesn't mean that our current waste management system is the best it can be. Plastic bottles can only be recycled a maximum of 7 to 9 times, but materials will still last for 450 years. Eventually, that plastic bottle...
I gotta pause this for a second. He said that plastic bottles can only be recycled 7 times, and that the materials will last for 450 years. You think about that 450 years. If that indeed is true, which, you know, nature's going to break it down faster than that. I'm sorry to tell them, but that's the truth. But either way, let's just hypothetically say 450 years. Imagine if we built things using this plastic that actually could be built. There's actually people overseas that mix sand with plastic, and they make bricks, and they make roofing tiles, and they make all kinds of stuff out of plastics mixed with sand, which makes it really durable and long lasting. But nonetheless, you build a house for a homeless individual, you know, out of this particular type of material, then you got a house that's going to last for 450 years, according to this. Think about that. 450 years. That's quite a long time. But if it's just an idea, we've already established ideas do not work. They don't. No matter how hard you try, you'll never get an idea to work. Now, if you help that idea along, you can make that idea a reality. That's the whole thing. Ideas don't work. People do. And if you can't get the people that are willing to work, then you just basically, you got a bunch of ideas. Folks, there are all kinds of things that you could actually make out of recyclables that would just blow your doors. It's just, it's unlimited. You're only limited by your imagination. Imagine if we made a recycling wash center out of a recycled material. So whenever you get like a plastic bottle, a soda bottle, and instead of just throwing the bottle in the trash, you're going to clean it up and you're going to recycle it. So how do you do it? You know, you get this pipe sticking up, you put the knot in the neck of the bottle down under, you push down, and it squirts water up inside there, not in your face. It just squirts it up in there, rinses the bottle out, and then you put it on a plastic peg right over off to the side for it to dry out, and then it's all ready to done. So just a couple of little steps and bam, you just cleaned up and made a premium recyclable. That doesn't even scratch the surface of the ideas that run through my head that, you know, if we could actually get the resources necessary to prove everything that we're talking about. You know, for example, all this waste that the government has. There's all kinds of supposed grants out there for, you know, entrepreneurship and stuff like that. But if you don't know how to file for those types of things or whatever, you're just out of loop. And so, for me, financially wise, I'm at the mercy of whatever I can afford. You know, if I could get some doggone senators or some congressmen to listen in to what I have to say, then maybe be able to get them on board. There's so many doggone things that if you had the right facilities and the right team, you could... There wouldn't be any recycling waste whatsoever. But a lot of it relies on whether or not the homeowner or, you know, the individual is going to, you know, be responsible in the way that they discard anything that could be recycled, which is everything. If you mix everything together, it becomes garbage. If you put it, you know, clean it up a little bit and put it off to the side in its prospective material, it becomes a premium recyclable. Now, that's a mindset that you got to get through everybody who's interested in saving the planet and everybody who's interested in, you know, doing recycling and stuff. But even to the extent where they say that there are things out there that cannot be recycled, it's not true. It's simply not true, but they don't want to take the time to listen to the ideas, nor do they want to take the time to take these ideas and run with them. Everything out there that goes into trash is biodegradable. Every single thing out there that goes into trash is a fuel source. It's an energy source. And so even when it's nasty and it can't be used for, you know, let's say food grade materials or stuff like that, it's still salvageable. Everything. Doesn't matter what it is. And we got the technology and, you know, the equipment to make machinery that can break this thing down into, you know, basically micro particles if we wanted to. And by utilizing this particular material, there's so many things that we could use it for as far as fuel, compost, you name it. If you help nature break it down by breaking it down before you even throw it in the trash, well then that's gonna save on the landfill for one, and it's gonna take less time for nature to be able to do what nature does. But, once again, folks, ideas do not work. They don't work. People work. And if people ain't willing to take the effort, then we got what we got. Let me finish this little podcast out here.
You use will end up in a landfill. Ultimately, recycling is a beneficial patch for a problem we've already created. But it allows for our true, unsustainable problem of overconsumption to continue on. While While it is important for companies and governments to create less environmentally intensive packaging systems and waste systems, it would be foolish to wait around for that kind of systematic change. So, recycling has to go hand in hand with a more serious interrogation of our consumption habits. While movements like zero waste might be a little extreme for some, they do good work at getting to the root of the problem. For the average consumer, Heidi Bischoff's concept of conscious waste might provide better guidance. She focuses in on plastics, but her 5 R's mantra can be applicable in many situations. First, reflect on your current habits. Then, refuse what you don't need, reduce what you do need, reuse what you can't refuse or reduce, and lastly, rethink recycling. In a sense, that recycling bin we so often turn to should be approached as a last resort.
So I'm gonna try to...
Hey team, I decided to do a video on recycling because I realized I literally knew nothing about it. So hopefully I did some justice in showing you how complex the process really is. Also, I have some favors to ask. If you enjoyed the video, share it around on Reddit or Facebook or wherever, subscribe to the channel, and last but not least, support this channel on Patreon. And I'll see you next Tuesday for the news.
Alright, so I'm going to play a podcast of my own video, and I hope y'all stick in there and listen to this, because what I'm talking about doing, you know, everybody can do. Just humor me long enough, listen to what I said in this video, and if you're in the chat room, tell me where I went wrong in this video. Bottle caps for mad science. Right now, it's showing some pictures. Sorry about that.
Hello, everybody. It's Old Shaziz. I'm out here in my mad science laboratory. I want to tell you about mad science, what it's all about. You know, I think you'd get a better understanding if I explained to you what mad science is to me. There's a whole lot of problems that we've been told that are going on in this world that need to be resolved. You know, most of which I believe we actually have the solutions to resolve every problem that there is out there in this world. With maybe the exception of people themselves, that has to be a personal thing. But nonetheless, I do a lot of research into alternative energy resources because they say that we got this problem that we need to resolve so that we can have clean, renewable alternative energy. Where I don't agree on some points of why they say what they say, it's neither here nor there, it's just the fact that I know that there are solutions. There are solutions available. And it's my hopes that using science and my love for the world that I can help to teach people a few things. See, there's a difference between mad science and modern science. Mad science is the fact that, you know, we're standing on an earth that they say is 3/4 covered in water, and yet there are people in this world that have to drink filthy water. It's the fact that we're living on an amazing world that has overabundance of resource, and yet there are people in this world that are either homeless or hungry, and we're living in the year 2019 and it shouldn't be that way. So I think that, you know, the good Lord gifted me some knowledge, and I want to share that knowledge around the world. I want to try to do the best that I can to help solve the problems of the world, kind of like this puzzle in my hand. You know, it takes a little bit of work, takes a little bit of effort, takes a little bit of thinking. But it's worth it in the long run when you finally get around to seeing, you know, the results. There's a lot of people out there that think that the world is pretty much just too far beyond our repair. I'm not one of those people. I spent an entire lifetime of studying knowledge, studying science and how things work. And when I watch all the wars and the ridiculousness that we go on in our country here in the United States and around the world, when I see how many people are actually suffering, it really breaks my heart, because I really honestly do care. I know there are solutions to every single problem under the sun. But solutions, they don't just take care of themselves. It's something you actually got to get up and roll up your sleeves and get something accomplished. You know, you got to get in there and help out with your local communities and your cities and your towns and your villages. I like to call them the dream team, the brilliant minds that we can gather from all over the world to resolve problems that exist. You know, in every community there's somebody who's really good at something. And so those would be people that you would want on your dream team. If you can actually get your dream team together, the most brilliant and talented people in your communities, and have them work together and help each other out to resolve problems in your communities. Things that we hear about these days about homelessness and sickness and all this stuff doesn't have to be. It's not written in stone, so to speak. So, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to take a couple of the problems out there, put some solutions on the table that hopefully people will take these solutions and they'll run with them. In the meantime, in order to do the things that I do as far as mad science goes, it gets expensive after a while. It costs a little bit. So I'm going to take one problem to hopefully try to be able to solve three problems. One is to fund my research so that I can continue to search for clean, renewable alternative energy sources, just like the world said that they needed. Another is to clean up a mess that mankind has made and help it so that mess never reoccurs again. It's a pretty lofty goal. So we got funding mad science, cleaning up the earth, and clean renewable alternative energy is a goal that I'm setting. I'm 53 years old now. Can't even remember how old I am anymore. Nonetheless, for the rest of my time here, I'm going to try to do something to leave something amazing behind for everybody. That's what mad science is all about to me. Anyway, these problems that we got in the world, they might seem like this puzzle, almost impossible to get around. a lot of stuff has to go into thinking and just doing. And I've tried and tried and tried many times to solve many puzzles. And if I would have gave up, I would have never, ever succeeded. So, it's probably going to be a long video, but that's all right. Because what do we got? Just when you think you might be there. Aggravation after aggravation, stumbling block after stumbling block, persistence pays off. Now, I said that there was a problem in this world, and there is. You ever wondered where your recyclables go? You go through the trouble and you put your stuff in the recycling bin and you send it down? Well, after some bit of research, you might not be so happy about where it ends up. A lot of it ends up in the ocean, and a lot of it ends up in countries mixed with a whole bunch of terrible things in order for people to try to recycle and survive. And it's terrible if you go look into the actual facts of how this world treats the resources that we have been gifted, as far as I'm concerned. So, I'm going to do something. I've been collecting these bottle caps. And dropping them on the floor, too. But I've been collecting these bottle caps for a while. Alright? And I'm going to try to launch a campaign, and hopefully I'll have the support of whoever sees this video to help me spread some information and links around. This is what I want to try to do right here. I want to try to do a campaign where I put these on buckets, bottle caps for mad science. Help us show the world how to turn trash into a real solution. ShazizRadio.com. And so hopefully you're not going to think I'm crazy, but you actually take some time to listen to what I have to say. If I can show the world how to quite literally turn common household garbage into a source of revenue on a monthly basis, and if I can show companies how to take all their trash and never have to pay a trash bill again, and how to manage these resources to get them to other people who would be more than happy to recycle things such as this right here. If you do some research on this particular type of plastic, and any plastic for that matter, there's a number code on these, and you can look up the number code and it'll tell you what plastic is made out of what. There's a website out there that I'm happy to promote. It's called preciousplastics.com. Check these folks out, because they're doing something similar to what I'm trying to do, and hopefully between their efforts and my efforts, and we can maybe get some folks in this world motivated to turn our world into something really amazing. Well, they not only design machines to build a miniaturized plastics recycling plant, but they turn what would have otherwise went into the garbage into more useful products. So if you come across a store and they're willing to allow me to put this sticker on a bucket down there next to the trash receptacle, and you get done drinking your soda and don't mind to throw that in that bucket, and I will dedicate a lot of time to showing the world how you can use this and how you can turn it into a revenue source instead of a problem in the world, instead of trash. See, an idea is just an idea until people step up and actually follow through with it. This is what you would call premium recyclables. When you mix your trash in a garbage bag and it's mixed with all kinds of nasty stuff or whatever, it's has to be sorted. There's machinery out there that to some extent a small percentage of it actually does get sorted, and a lot of it gets wasted. But what I'm proposing is a 0% waste project that will ensure that instead of your trash costing you to get rid of, it actually turns into a revenue source and actually gets used properly and doesn't end up in our oceans, in our streams, landfills. It's a valuable resource, and this is just one of many. I started off with bottle caps because they're easy. They're simple. And when I show you what my idea is to do with these things, you might have an idea of your own. But what you're looking at in your hand is more than just a bottle cap. It's a potential to save our world from being a trash heap and to actually resolve problems. Such as if I can fund my research with this right here and show people how I did it, then other people might want to do it as well. And that's the thing. If you can get enough people interested in a project, and you can get them motivated to actually follow through with that project, then who knows how far we can take it. I got here in my hand something that maybe one of these days might actually be pretty famous. This says on there, it says, most valuable bottle cap ever. www.shazizradio.com. I don't know if you can see that. There it is. It's the most valuable one in the world. Most valuable bottle cap ever. And when you realize why it's the most valuable bottle cap ever, you've already won. And so, at some point in time, I'd like to see that somewhere where everybody can take a look at it. Because I want to take an idea, and I want to see how far that idea can go. We've got all the science necessary to resolve every single issue under the sun. No ifs, ands, or buts. Regardless of what you've heard on TV or the news or for governments or educational systems or whatever, we have solutions for every single problem under the sun, backed by real science. Now I'm going to take this bottle caps for mad science and I'm going to try to see if I can't actually fund my research using other people's trash. When I show you what it is that I've got in mind and how I intend on accomplishing it, I think you might be pleased. Some folks love this world. Some folks want to clean it up. Some folks want to save the planet. I think I'm one of those. I think that our children and their children and their children and beyond deserve better than what we've had to contend with. Now don't get me wrong. Some of us have had it pretty doggone good in this world. I think, for the most part, a lot of us have. But I'd like to see that extended to every man, woman, and child on this planet. Every man, woman, and child on this earth. I got a website over here that I'm broadcasting science on if you're interested in science, real-time experiments. This is my deal on Twitch TV. So if you go to www.twitch.tv/Shaziz and you'll find old crazy-haired Shaziz mad science guy on there. This is my website, Shaziz.com. And this is my website for the radio show, ShazizRadio.com, wherein there are, like to scroll down here, chat rooms. Well, you can come talk to me. Tell me your ideas. There's also a chat room in here. You see, I put a smiley face and a heart in there for you. Show up over there and help support me. I got like 14 followers on there. On my YouTube channel, it says I got error. Fuck this. 8,657 subscribers. Woohoo! Shaziz Mad Science. Look me up on YouTube. Alright. I throw some links down in here for folks that might want to try to help support Mad Science. But the types of projects that I'm working on, like this one right here, and that one over there, have to do with energy generation and energy storage. Those are just a few of them. Those are just a few. So if you ever wondered what I've been up to, this is what I've been up to. I've been actually trying to find solutions to share with the people and to actually get something accomplished in this world. Bottle caps for mad science. Help me out. I might even try to make some envelopes that I can mail out here and there. And if you don't want to go to the store and drop it in the bucket, maybe you could just drop it in the mail postage already paid. Just so I can show you what it is that I'm talking about. If I can turn this trash, which to me ain't trash, and to a lot of people ain't trash, this is like gold. Then that means that this thing right here has done its job. This right here is the most valuable bottle cap ever. I would not sell this bottle cap for $1 trillion. Nothing. Trying to shake her over there, see if you can get in there and look. Most valuable bottle cap ever. I might give it away one day, but it ain't for sale because it's too valuable. It's not what the bottle cap is made of. It's what it's going to be able to do that'll make you happy. Peace and love, everybody. I'll leave some links down in the bottom of this. Sorry about the long video, but I say we can fix this world. I'm going to try to use everybody's trash, turn it into treasure, to prove my point. By funding my research, helping clean up the planet, I'll be able to work on clean, renewable, alternative energy as well. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.
So you just heard my bottle caps for mad science video there. I also posted both of these videos. I posted over there in the superchat.html. So if anybody's over there and in People for People Radio Network and want to do me a favor and pass them over there so they can see them, if you pass these videos around, help me get some views on them and stuff like that, maybe catch the right attention with somebody, or maybe even mail a copy of them to your local news outlet or something like that. That's the hardest part that I've had in this entire process, is getting the message out to people. It's not necessarily the fact that there ain't people out there willing to help out. It's just that, number one, I'm not a salesman. You know, I got tons and tons of ideas. I'm pretty good at the alternative energy deal. I've researched a lot. There's a lot of things that, you know, craftsmanship-wise that I'm lacking in the, you know, the skills to be able to do certain things. So I have to make the best out of a bad situation. But if you get my brain and hands in a right place with the right team, and we listen to each other and we expand on these ideas, we can get things going. We can get things happening for real. You know, there's groups out there all over the place that are, you know, working together and, you know, making some sort of progress, but it's a slow go, is what it is. Because it's something that if you can't get the majority of the people to understand what's actually happening and what the solution is, most generally people just don't care. You know, like I said, ideas do not work. They don't work at all. Ideas aren't worthless. They just don't work. People work. And if the people ain't willing to do the work, then, you know, we get what we got. That's it. I got 286 videos on my YouTube channel. And most of the video views are pretty low. Maybe I make terrible videos, and maybe I need somebody who's really good at making videos. But the bottle caps for mad science, it's only got 98 views on it. The video that I did, It Begins, which basically in that video I believe I show the buckets of how I'm wanting to do this. I'm probably going to play that podcast too, because I want to document it on this podcast so that everybody hears the words that I said. If you just tell me what it is, where do you think that I went wrong in order to try to get people to want to get involved in a situation like this? Like I said, I'm no salesman. Heck, I couldn't sell anything. And I'm not out there trying to lobby everyone to give me money. What I'm trying to do is to see how far that I can take what resources I got available and other people's trash, if they don't mind throwing the bottle cap in the bucket or something like that. And then take those raw materials and build something, a concept that if you can see it with your own two eyes, that when I'm done with this thing, folks, when I show everybody what could be accomplished with the resources that come out of those buckets, then everybody will understand something amazing. If one man can do this, one man can do what it is that I'm talking about doing, then imagine what would happen if we could get everyone involved. That's the whole key there. So I'm gonna go ahead and play this second one, the It Begins Here video. And if you could help me share these videos, I don't know how to make a video go viral. You know, like I said, I'm not looking for attention. I'm not looking to get rich. I'm not looking to get famous. I just want to get the ideas out there so that people will actually take these ideas and run with them. Because ideas do not work. People do. And if people are willing to do the work, we can resolve every single problem under the sun, like I said. And I've said this ad nauseum. And as far as the clean, renewable, alternative energy, when the world's ready for it, it's right there on the table. It's in these videos. I've been trying to tell everybody, we're using energy wrong. You know? And if people would least humor me and listen to what it is I have to say, that's the hardest thing to get. You sometimes people listen, but they just don't hear. You know, they might hear, but they're not listening. Vice versa. And if you're not willing to entertain that idea, then I don't know where to go from here. So I'm doing everything I can. I'm making videos, I'm doing radio shows, I'm doing live streams, and actually I got to get back to doing a live stream on Twitch because all the videos finally fell off on that, and I need to do another video and live stream on YouTube. But it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of effort, you know, to run a radio station and a website and do videos and keep up on research. And I'm sure you pretty much tell by my voice that I'm pretty tired. You know, I'm not whining. I just want you to understand that I'm out there. People might not think that I'm doing things, but I'm doing things every day. Every day I'm doing things. I'm not just doing things for this movement, this effort. I'm also doing things for my family. You know, I'm mowing the lawn and repairing things and stuff like that. So my day consists of a lot of work. I'm helping people out, and you know, I'm just doing whatever I can. I'm just doing the best I can for one guy. But imagine if we could pull a bunch of people together. So I'm going to play a bit of this right here. I'm just going to play the whole doggone thing. But if you're still with me, please listen to what I got to say. And if you like that message, somehow or another, come to the website, grab these videos, share them with somebody. You know, jump over there on Twitch if you're not already following me on Twitch or Facebook or whatever. Help support me to get this information out to people. I'm not asking anybody for anything. Outside of the fact that, you know, help support me just by being there. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. Not asking for you to reach in your pocket and give me any money. I'm not asking for that. I'm going to try to show people how to turn trash into treasure. I'm going to try to do the best I can with what I got to work with. And if I can succeed under those circumstances, then there's no excuse why anybody else can, you know, not succeed. So let's play this video here.
Everybody, it's old Crazy Hair Shaziz, the mad science guy. So what you're looking at there is some mad science, and I'm surrounded by buckets, and I'm getting ready to tell you why. So please stick with me through this entire video so that you can get a good understanding of what it is that I'm trying to accomplish with this particular video and this campaign that I'm about to start on. So, with that said, Woohoo, let's see here. There I am. Ah! When you're mad science, you gotta have that mad science hair like Einstein, right? So let me see here. Yeah, plus you gotta have a shirt like this that says mad science on, and it also says on the back, mad science is the key to truth about free energy. Ask me why, www.shazizradio.com. You gotta have a shirt like that because that's what makes you a mad science guy along with the hair thing. That's your, like, you know, they got the white coats for the other guys. I don't need a white coat. I got my mad science shirt. So anyway, what am I here to talk to you about and why am I surrounded by buckets? Well, this is the control center for mad science. Let me bring you on a wobbly ride over here. Alright. If you go to www.shazizradio.com, you'll see me links to every place where you can get a hold of me. I got like three separate websites or more. Facebook, Twitter. If you check me out over here on YouTube, I got some mad science videos. That's where this particular video will be posted and shared on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else that I can. And then I got classified top secret stuff over here at shazizz.net. So don't tell nobody about that because it's a secret. Alright, well, what we're going to talk about today is this bottle caps for mad science. Help us show the world how to turn trash into a real solution. Alright, so basically that gives you a little short rundown, and then it's me doing the video. We got that time and space thing going on there. It's like a selfie stick, man. Got my little tripod there holding up the camera. Anyway, let's get down to business. Alright? Well, to put you up here for a second, as I can't use my hands and show things at the same exact time. So, what's the big hubbub, you might ask? Well, apparently we got this problem in the world. Hopefully I'm completely on the video there. See, that's, I need a cameraman. Anyone of y'all cameramen not busy? Alright, that's crooked. There we go. Let's stay right there. I just gotta get that hair in there, man. Alright, so, they say we got a plastics problem in the world. Alright, look at this. Plastics. If you go out there and you look up plastic pollution, you will find some pretty alarming things that even though people have a kind heart and well-intended on doing recycling, the way that the system's kind of set up right now, it's not doing a very good job. Only a small percentage of what you actually throw into your recycling bin makes it into actual recyclables. And so that's kind of alarming because a lot of it's ending up in your waterways and out there in your oceans and such. So if you actually take a look at these types of plastics out there, there's a lot of things that can be made out of these types of plastics. Well, so what I'm thinking here is that what if you had a mad science guy who was working on clean, renewable, alternative energy sources to try to help the planet out, to try to help the people of the world, you know? Lower your electric bill down as low as possible and get everything running super efficiently and all that kind of jazz. And so, you know, if this project working on clean alternative energy is to keep going, I gotta figure out a way that I can keep on paying for it. But I don't want to go out there and say, hey, why don't you give me your money or anything. What I want to do is try to set an example on how we can turn trash into a real solution. So what if I could actually fund my research with your trash? What if whenever you got done taking, drinking your soda or your water or whatever, or even some of these other lids, these are like on top of, coffee creamer things, you know? They got numbers on the bottom of it, different types of plastics. Like if you look on this bucket right here, This is a bucket that I purchased from Uline. Of course, I got the sticker from MakeSticker.com. If you get a chance to check out MakeSticker.com, they do really nice work. And so I'm going to try to get them to make me some more of these buckets like this. So let me ask you a question. If you go to your local store, maybe school or business or whatever, and this was sitting next to a trash can somewhere, and you had a choice whether or not to throw a bottle cap in the trash or throw it in this bucket in that nifty little hole right there, walk by, you get done drinking your soda, and you say, hey, look, I'm going to help Mad Science out. Woohoo! All right, that's a penny in the bucket right there. So what am I going to do with this when I'm done? Well, that's a surprise. I gotta wait till I get these gathered up, and then I want to surprise you with what we're actually going to do with these bottle caps. Because if we can do this with just something as simple as a bottle cap, if I can turn this into a revenue source and show everybody how I did that. See, didn't that sound good? Listen to that. Huh? And even the big one right there, that one is over here too. Alright? Now I don't know about these right here. They're a little bit tight, but if you have to, look at that. Squeeze it in there. It's plastic. It'll bend a little bit. Anyway, look at that. Alright, we got the future of mad science right there. It's all started. Now, I want to hope to inspire people to replicate these. Alright, these buckets are really quality. Oh, I forgot to say, I was trying to get ready to say it, but I forgot to say it. If you look on the bottom of this bucket right here, there's a recyclable sign. These are made out of recycled materials. Let me see if I can get it up in here to focus. Ooh, go that way, go that way. It's in there. Ta-da! Right there. That's a recyclable deal, and it's got a number on there. Trying to do things backwards. It's HDPE plastic, recycled. This is made out of recycled plastic. Isn't that cool? So they've already got started. The infrastructure's already in place for recycling this. And I got a couple website links that I want to share with you as well, because, you know, that way you can go after those other people. This isn't just the only idea to actually recyclable plastic, but I got a really cool thing that I want to show you what we're going to be able to do with these right here. And so, if I can actually turn this into a revenue source to fund my alternative energy research, which is going to basically solve three problems in one shot. Once we get some mad science funding so I can keep building nifty gizmos like the ones you see over there on the table. There's some really important stuff right there that has to do with energy storage, energy generation, and much more. And that's just a few little pieces of the puzzle right there that I have to share with everybody that I do on my YouTube channel over there that I showed you. Right there. Shaziz on YouTube. Come over there and subscribe to me. You'll help me out that way as well. Alright, now, so, this is the deal here. You know, they say we got a problem in the world, and I'm going to take and I'm going to lead by example and I'll show people how to fix it. Even plastic bags like this, alright? I'm going to show, after this bucket bottle caps for mad science campaign, I'm going to show you what you can do with other recyclables as well. And, you know, my main focus is in alternative energy. Clean, renewable alternative energy, or green energy, free energy, however you want to say it. There's a lot going on in the world out here where that could actually be beneficial. Places where people need fresh water. Places where people need electricity. And, we have every single solution necessary to actually fix our world. We've got the science to back it up. We've got the people, the numbers. We've got the resources available. Everything that we need to make this world better has already been gifted to us. It's a wonderful thing. And so what I'm hoping to do is to share a few ideas with folks. Now see, what I'm holding in my hand right here is the most valuable bottle cap ever. Let me bring the camera down there and see if I can get it in on it so you can see. So you know I'm not just making it up. Where's that? There you are, come on. Get in there, focus. Gotta go back the other direction. A little bit to the left. I'm trying. Got the doggone light in the way. Let's bring it down here in the shade. Got it upside down now. Look, this is like really hard to do here. Aha! There we are! Most valuable bottle cap ever. ShazoosRadio.com. Now you look inside there. There she is. That is by far the most valuable bottle cap ever. Let's slide her over here a bit. There we go. Let's take a look at that. The most valuable bottle cap ever. And most might think I'm crazy. That's just a bottle cap, man. That's plastic. How's that valuable? Let me tell you a little secret here. It's not what that bottle cap is made of that matters. It's not what it's see if I can get my camera straight again. This is crazy. I need a doggone cameraman. So you saw it says the most valuable bottle cap ever. I wouldn't sell this for a trillion, quadrillion, super bazillion dollars and diamonds and gold and all that, because it's not what this bottle cap is made of that makes it so valuable. It's what this bottle cap can accomplish is what is the most valuable portion of it. It's like a magic bottle cap right there. It's what you're looking at. Alright? See, an idea is just an idea until you act upon it. It's just like all these inventions and projects that I work on and stuff. You know, they're just ideas up here in your head until you actually get together some parts and you put in the time and effort and you make it happen. You make it happen and it works and it's all exciting and everything. Like this particular box right here, it took two people to put this particular box together. It took my friend Justin, the cabinet maker, who's a really awesome cabinet maker, by the way, and it took an idea from my head and it turned it into a reality. So what we have right here is an actual reality. It's amazing. Heck, I even use a bottle cap for one of my keychains right there, and I'm actually going to make some bottle caps that say bottle caps for mad science keychains. You know? All made out of recyclables and things like that. So what you're seeing inside this thing right here is the most valuable bottle cap ever. And at some point in time, I'll never sell this thing. But at some point in time, I might just give this to somebody. All right? Because it's really valuable. And if I know that it's going to go to a good home, I might just very well be willing to give it to somebody. So anyway, we put bottle caps, which are pennies in the bucket, and we're going to show you something really cool. If you're wondering why I keep looking over there, it's because that's where I am on the screen. It's just this bad habit I got of looking that way when I'm supposed to be talking that way. That's terrible video. That's why I say I need a cameraman or a camerawoman. You know, hey, it doesn't matter. You can hold her steady. Then we're good. Alright. So, bottle cap in the bucket. If you see one of these buckets laying somewhere, and you want to help me out to take the first step, throw a positive pebble out there in the pond to see whether or not this crazy old mad science guy can actually turn this bucket made out of recyclable into some sort of way to fund alternative research, and not only that, something really cool. And so with that said, if I can accomplish this by myself with this particular campaign, there's 10 of these buckets in existence right now. Alright, if I take these buckets, and I ain't asking you to bring me no money, what I'm asking you is if you're going to throw it in the trash anyway, drop it in the bucket. And then give me some time. When I get this bucket back, I'll empty it out and I'll start working on some projects to show you. And when I come out the other side, I hope to make you smile. Not only that, I can put this bucket right back and recycle it back into the process so that we can get more bottle caps. More pennies in the bucket. Alright? So, anyway, if you happen to see one of these laying around somewhere, hey, and if you think you like this idea and you want to acquire this idea for your own, then tell you what. Go over there to Uline, they sell these real beautiful red buckets. That's like $5.50 I paid per bucket. Got 10 of them. And these lids right here were a dollar or something a piece, and I had to cut the hole in the top so you put the bottle cap in, but nonetheless, so, you know, that's about in between $8 to $10 a bucket. So, I'm serious about what I'm doing. I'm putting some money on the table so I can show you what I'm talking about. And all I'm asking is that if you happen to be by the trash can, you see one of these doggone buckets laying down there, think about whether or not you want to support Mad Science or throw it in the trash, which would then eventually end up in the landfill somewhere, plugging up, the land down there, when in turn, you could take that bottle cap and actually throw it in there like a pebble in the pond and try to make our world better. Because if I'm successful in what I'm talking about doing, the ladies and gentlemen, I think you're going to be pleased. Imagine a day when instead of paying the trash man to take away your trash, the trash man actually gives you a little bit of money back for your efforts in taking away your trash. Because in every single industry out there, it doesn't even matter whether it's the food industry, the medical industry, any industry out there that you can possibly imagine, there's a way to safely recycle everything. There's a way, look, nature doesn't waste nothing, so why do we, the people, waste things? If we take this concept, and I can lead by example and show everybody what it is that I'm talking about, with all these buckets, look at all these buckets, folks. Look at that. Right here in my lab here. They're down there on the floor. I ain't got no room to work, so I gotta get these out there for somebody willing to sponsor me by not paying me nothing. Just allowing me a little bit of space on the floor next to the receptacle that you normally would have thrown your garbage in. And maybe someday, when I'm successful in what I'm doing, I can actually show these businesses how to, instead of having to pay a trash bill, actually generate revenue with the garbage that people throw away. See, I mentioned nature doesn't waste anything, and nature doesn't. Nature recycles everything back into the system. There's no chemicals that we ever put together that nature can't break back down and put into its proper place and mix it with other things. You know, it's amazing. The world that we live in is so incredibly amazing. And so nature's working overtime trying to keep up with man. Well, I'm thinking it's about time maybe we men and women out here, wonderful people around the world, start showing nature our love and start doing things that are actually going to benefit the world. And I mean the entire world. Folks, if you get out there and you Google up plastic pollution, I'm going to bring you over here for a second. It's not a fear-monger thing, it's a reality thing, and so I want you to see this. Look, there's photo after photo after photo of trash that either washed up somewhere, somebody just threw out on a beach, and, you're talking lots and lots of plastic. That out there is a valuable resource. Very valuable resource that can be saved. There's nothing out there that nature doesn't recycle. See, I gotta get me a cameraman. Or camera woman, whatever. Whatever works. Alright, I'll just stay right there. And we'll deal with it, alright? What's that doggone? There we go. Alright, so, Mad Science, Shaziz.com, ShazizRadio.com. If you would get on Shaziz.com, it'll take you to every link to everything I got out there. Alright? And these buckets right here, I hope to launch a campaign to teach the world something really amazing. Alright? I hope to launch a campaign that will show the world how to help us show the world how to turn trash into a real solution. If this can fund my research, ladies and gentlemen, and people actually follow that deal that I'm about to show to everybody, you might be very happy. You might have a huge smile on your face, running around hugging everybody, smiling people, making everybody in the world happy and all that kind of jazz, and that'd be cool, wouldn't it? Alright. So, there's a whole lot of problems in the world. I can't tackle them all by myself, but with you and you and you and everybody else out there, we all start doing something simple like this, and I show you how to turn trash into treasure, then I think that we'll make a good Lord up there a happy camper. I think that for all the blessings that we've been given, we start cleaning up this beautiful earth that we're living on, and we start helping each other out, and those ideas start flowing. Like I said, an idea is just an idea until it's acted upon. Everything that has to do with science out there, as far as I'm concerned, real science, mad science. Mad science is because the real science kind of dropped the ball. But they'll catch up eventually when they see what we got going on. But this right here came from right here, and now it's so valuable that it's going to go out there and it's going to do something really profound, something really amazing. And maybe, who knows, this thing might travel the world. These buckets right here might make their way around. And they might actually be like bunnies, and the next thing you know, you only got 2 buckets, and then you got 10 buckets, and then you got 20 buckets, and then you got 1,000,000 buckets. And then the buckets just keep on growing out there. If this works in my little wonderful community that I live in, there's some really wonderful people where I live. And these people, they treat each other like family, like the world should. I love the town that I live in. And so with that said, I love the country that I live in. And I love the fact that we have the power in our hands right now, if we choose to do so, we can make this world a better place for not just us, but our future generations to come. And I would like all my grandchildren and their grandchildren to grow up in a beautiful world. I'd like to take every bit of science and knowledge that I've acquired throughout my 53 years of life and put it to the test. The science will do its own work. The actions will sell themselves. This is made out of recycled material. Got a number 2 on the bottom. And you have to look it up to all the different types of plastics out there. You have to look it up. There's a scale out there that tells you which ones is which. But for right now, we're going to start off with bottle caps, and we're going to work our way up, solving one problem in the world. And hopefully that seed starts to grow and spreads out all over the world. And hopefully, when people who would normally try to recycle will be even harder, more inspired to do so, but in a slightly better manner than they did before. And those who didn't normally recycle would now find out that it is actually beneficial financially and for our world at the same time. The ideas are up here. Now help me get them out there. Peace and love, everybody. You take care.
So you've heard 2 separate podcasts. I'm looking at a couple comments over there in People for People Radio. Say hello to Karen over there. Sorry about that. Say hello to Karen over there, People for People. And Mott said, conservatives don't believe in conservation. And Redempty said, true, Tom, they always want to change things. We have every single answer to solve every single problem out there. Folks, when I show these bottle caps, to most folks it just looks like a doggone bottle cap. But imagine if you could think past that bottle cap and you could think past what could actually be done with that. There's a lot of homeless people in this world that we could house. We could build houses, you know, reusable houses that could be put just about anywhere. Not only would they be sturdy and waterproof and all that kind of stuff, weatherproof, but they would be beautiful, you know. And so there wouldn't be no one that would be able to complain about this. This is a beautiful little house, and it was all made out of recyclables. And this entire little house could actually be solar powered, wind powered. It could be self-contained. It could have natural insulations in it, and so on. Everything that is needed for somebody to, get a good night's rest and stay warm in and out of the weather could be accomplished using all recycled materials. And when I say using recycled materials, we first got to get into how people need to start understanding the difference between a premium recyclable and one that is simply garbage. When you just throw all your stuff in a garbage bag with food and all kinds of nasty stuff or whatever, that makes it really hard and dangerous potentially for somebody else to try to separate and recycle. But if I can show you how to take these materials and separate them and really actually do some good for the world, you might be a little bit more willing to want to recycle, because you know that these things are actually going for a purpose. They're actually going to do something to help somebody out. You know, I said ideas do not work. And they don't. Ideas don't work. Ideas are just ideas. People work. And if you take these ideas, if people take these ideas and they expand upon them, those ideas grow into more ideas, and then it just continues on. And we could actually see how far it is that we as humans could go. We could work in perfect harmony with nature. You know, they said they want a clean, renewable, alternative energy. I got that sitting right here in my lab. I got exactly what they asked for. But getting anyone to listen to what I'm trying to say to them, that's the hard part. You know, we needed to make solar power, more efficient. It's doable. We got it. It's not even an issue. We can do this. We needed to make wind power more useful when it ain't windy. You know, we've got everything we need to store energy from so many different sources out there. And if you're one of the ones that believe in climate change or carbon emissions, which if you've listened to my shows, I'm not one of those carbon emissions people. I'm not the global warming, climate change, climate disruption, or whatever it's going to be next week when the math don't add up. But nonetheless, even given the devil his due, even if that was the truth, we've got the solution. We can perfectly engineer an internal combustion engine to run perfectly clean without wasting any energy. We have the technology to literally build machines that are super efficient. And this is the knowledge that I am trying to hand over to the world, but I seem like I'm up against a brick wall. I'm having a hard time getting people to understand what it is that I'm trying to show them. if these two videos right out here could, if these two videos could get in the hands of people out there that have no idea that I even exist and what I'm even saying, then that could benefit me to the extent where I could take those bottle caps and, you know, these websites, and I can actually show by example how we can fix this world. I know we can fix it. 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt, we can fix it all. Every last bit of it. We can work in perfect harmony with nature, and we can still live in the luxuries that we're accustomed to if we can just get people to pay attention long enough and understand that every action that they make is very important. You throw your trash out the window and it lands in my front yard, what good has that done anybody? You know, if it ends up washing down the creek and floats out into the river, there's islands of trash floating around out there in the ocean that is a valuable resource. And you will hear all kinds of naysayers talking about how, well, it's too expensive to collect. No, folks, it's too expensive not to collect. And once you get that mess cleaned up out there, nature can rebound, can come back and live healthy like we all want to live healthy. But when you get the mindset into people's the home and the way that they live and recycle and the way that they manage their resources, not only is it going to be profitable for them to take the extra time to do that, but it's also going to be beneficial to those folks out there that don't even have a home to live in. Your little piece of plastic that you just thrown in the trash could be part of a panel that could be melted and shaped and cut to be a beautiful little temporary home for somebody to uplift them and give them the opportunity of having a place to stay so that they can actually go out there in the world and maybe get them a job or, you know, begin their life. And the thing about these homes that I'm talking about building, when you give this home to a homeless person, they now own it. It's theirs. They don't ever have to worry about losing it. They own it. Heck, if we need to, we can give them a piece of paper showing, hey, it's theirs. It's their house. We can put a serial number on each one. This is your house. You can take it anywhere you want. And if you can't afford to move it, you show me where you want to take it, and we'll put it down there for you. And that solves one problem. You know, you could build little communities of these types of houses. And these folks can work together. And then when you share these ideas with them, and they can probably come across, we could set them up a little business, which is based around recycling. There are homeless people that go out there all the time, and they pick up bottles and cans, and they take them to recycling centers, and they make some money so that they can get them something to eat, and they feel good about themselves because they didn't have to ask nobody to help them out. They went out and, you know, they worked for themselves. But that doesn't even scratch the surface of what we can accomplish, folks. Honestly. If you like living in a world of wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famines and pestilence and doomsday and all this craziness that you hear out there, man, if you go out there on YouTube, you can scare yourself to death quite literally, because there's everybody out there telling you that we're all going to die and the world's over. It's not, if we don't choose it to be over. If we choose to resolve these issues together, there's nothing that we cannot accomplish. If you want clean, renewable energy, we've got it. If you want what I've been trying to tell everybody all along, energy is free. If you can't find free energy, you're simply not paying attention. You didn't pay attention in science class, and you sure haven't listened in on a mad science show. Otherwise, you would know. It's solved. It's all solved. And there are video after video after video. There's research after research in every single thing that I bring to the table here on Mad Science. It takes resources, which we have. And I say we. I don't have them by myself. I can get little bits of it. And I can do a little bit. I can do what you've seen so far. If you've watched my video, you've seen I've built a lot of things. You know, and I made a lot of videos. Some crazy videos. You got to make some sort of entertainment. Otherwise, people don't want to pay attention. Because it seems like people will go to a clown show before they'll go to a lecture. You know, they'll go to a clown show before they'll go to a seminar. They'll go to a clown show before they go to anything educational. Unless it's something that they're really interested in, they might come in and listen. And not to mention the fact that those who get close to what people call free energy, those that find out the truth that it really exists and it really does work, they usually don't fare too well. And so if you put the ideas out there in a creative way and people are understanding on how to watch and listen to pick out these details, these little anomalies that I keep talking about, you already know what I know if you followed me this time. You already know what's possible if you paid attention. And so the information's already out there. If I had my own lab, I mean, not just a small room, if I had a big building and I had the dream team with me and we had access to tools, we'd build prototype after prototype after prototype. Put them in the hands of the people who could replicate them. And we can start taking people off the power grid and putting them onto their own power source that they own. It's doable. It really is honestly doable. But it all takes the skills of the craftsmanship of somebody who can run a CNC mill, somebody who can run a 3D printer, a CAD program, in order to make these things efficient and built with the best materials. And then you ship these prototypes to every single nation. You show them. Look, this is how we can filter water. This is how we can literally pull water right out of the air. If you understand science, then you know that there's water everywhere. You're swimming in water right now. There's hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen all around you. You know, other trace gases and different things around you. You're surrounded by all kinds of energy. You're surrounded by all kinds of, life-giving water. And if somebody's standing next to the ocean and they're dying of thirst, something's wrong. You didn't pay attention in science class because desalinating water is ridiculously simple. But to get this information out far enough to as many people as possible is something that I have kind of failed to achieve in all these years. I've tried. I got 286 videos and 8,700 some odd subscribers on YouTube. I don't know how many friends on Facebook or whatever. And I'm always posting links of information, always posting links to radio shows and podcasts. And they just don't seem to go very far. My bottle caps for Mad Science got 98 views. There's what, 7 billion people or more on the planet? Some of which don't have internet, but those that do probably aren't even remotely interested in what I have to say. The video that you just heard there, it begins here at 208 views. Had 22 thumbs up and 2 thumbs down. 2 people didn't like what I had to say in there. 2 people thought what I had to say was not good. I wonder if those are government individuals. I don't know. But I'm doing every single thing that I can as an individual to try to do some part into making our world a better place. And if you believe in these things that I'm talking about, help me out. Just share some videos or something. You know, if you're over there in People for People Radio and you got a chance to jump over there and snag those video links and share them over there in People for People chat room, I'd appreciate that. That's helpful. I got several computers and many things going on at one time trying to keep the show on the road. But we have, for a long time, had the answers. And all the research that I've done in all these years, we've got every single piece of the puzzle necessary to give the world free energy if they so choose it. It's that simple. And it's nothing, it's not rocket science. The problem that we have with our electricity isn't that we don't have enough of it. It's that we're shoving too much of it towards these devices, which basically decreases their life efficiency, their lifespan, because anytime something reaches its thermal breakdown, it will fail. And most of our devices were designed in the modern age to do just that. They call it planned obsolescence. It has to fail so they can sell you new. After a certain period of time, the insulation won't work anymore on your windings, on your copper wire, and they'll get hot and, you know, they'll short themselves out. Most folks don't know how to rewind that transformer, so it basically goes off in the trash. But if you knew what you were doing, you could actually turn those trash into a business by, you know, in every single, like, microwave or appliance that gets thrown out, there are still good parts. You can salvage out all the good parts to repair other ones. I've seen companies do this for years in used appliance stores. Salvage yards, where they salvage parts off of automobiles. And so even that's not waste. And everything that's left over that, you know, needs to be recycled, if it's done properly, it can be profitable. You'd blow your doors off to know how much gold and silver actually go in the trash. Literally. In the landfills. Because people don't understand the process of how to separate this material. They're trying to use chemistry to do it. Well, what if you took this material and you broke it down? I mean, you ground it into quite literally dust. And you separated this dust with different types of means, because there's so many different things in physics that you could use, such as like a centrifuge, where you're spinning this stuff around and the heaviest particles fly to the outer ends. And now you got layers of material that are different. But until we actually expand on these ideas, they're just ideas. Because ideas do not work. People do. You know, so I started off this show by naming it Ideas Do Not Work, so let us trash the earth. Might as well. Might as well just go down the road, and when you're done eating your sandwich, throw your trash on the ground. Throw it out the car window. You know, just don't let the policeman see it, because some places have a hefty fine for doing that. You know, there's nothing in this world that we cannot recycle. There's nothing in this world that we cannot repurpose. Nature is the best recycler ever in existence. Nature wastes nothing. Every single thing in nature gets recycled. These folks talk about how plastic's going to last in the landfill for 450 years. That's not true. It's simply not true. It defies physics. The only possible way that you could actually get that plastic to last that long in the landfill was to ensure that there was no way that any of these materials could oxidize. Or that there's no way that you could ever allow these materials to get sunlight. That the UV rays would break it down. So if there's oxygen in that soil, if there's other chemistry in that soil, if the sunlight can get to it, Nature's breaking it down. Nature's constantly breaking everything down, putting it back into the system, reusing it. All those leaves and grass clippings that come off your lawn, do you know what they turn out to be before it's all over with? They turn out to be dirt, new fresh dirt, soil. And so a lot of folks, they'll rake up their grass. I don't. I leave the grass laying there. I let nature take care of it. You got your own fresh, free fertilizer right there. Nature will break it down. You'll have a green, lush lawn by not raking your lawn. You know, some people, I just got to rake it up. I got to rake it up. And then it ends up getting put in a plastic bag. And then nobody wants to take it. There's no people that want to take, grass clippings or tree branches. All of it is a premium recyclable. All of it can be reused. Even when you think you're getting rid of your firewood by burning your firewood, you think that firewood's gone. That's it. No, what you just did was you changed that wood from one chemistry to the next. You didn't get rid of it. No matter how hard you try, you will never get rid of anything on this earth. Except with maybe the exception of you might cause some doggone wildlife to go extinct, or maybe even humanity to go extinct. But if nature is as science says, if evolution's the key, there ain't going to be no extinction. Maybe if we all get wiped off at once, if there's anything left over for the chemistry that started it the first time, then it's going to repeat itself. We just won't be here to see it. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter. It's neither here nor there. Nature doesn't waste anything. Now, if you're a creationist, like myself, I believe in creation. I believe we got a higher power that created all this because it's just too amazing. Then we got some responsibility as caretakers of this world. We need to fix it. All right? So if you want it done, help those who are trying to help out by spreading the word. You know, share some video links with people. Share some podcasts. If you don't like the whole podcast, you cut and chop and take what you like and leave the rest behind. Just share the good stuff. Here on Shaziz Radio, we'll share links to anybody who's out there doing something good. So if you got some good project that you're working on and you need somebody to help promote it, I'll do what I can. I'll even mention it in my YouTube videos. I'll mention it on my radio show. I'll mention it every time I open my mouth or anywhere I go in public. If there's people over there, People for People Radio Network, go over there. peopleforpeople.ning.com. Go over there. Say hi to those people. I know the majority of you listening in on alternative devices other than laptops and regular PCs. But if you get around a library or something like that, and you can get around something that you have a capability of checking out these websites, check them out. You know, companies like Google, who basically step on the necks of those who are trying to do something good for people. You know, they'll cause us to have not secure things on there, so your browser might tell you it's not safe to come visit us, but it's a lie. Folks, it's a flat-out lie. There's nothing but good people over there at People for People. There's nothing but good people over here at ShazizRadio.com. Maybe one of these days we'll be able to get everything sorted out and afford things to be done so that it's definitely secure and there ain't no way that they can say anything. But they tag us, they censor us, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, MySpace, all these other different, so is MySpace even around anymore? I don't know. Ain't been there forever in a day. But all these different, social media outlets out there, we need a people's social media outlet. That's what Shaziz Radio and People for People Radio is all about. We're our own social media. We share good information on every alternative from medicine to energy to ideas to spirituality, you name it. That's what we do here. and trying to get people to come here and help support us, you know, just by being here. That's a big deal when you show up in the chat room. It's a big deal when you share those informations, you know, video links and other links that we're sharing. Stephen Gibbons, he's one of the ones that's always regular here in the chat room. He's also a moderator in the chat room. He built a resource page, Stephen's resource page. If you click on this, you'd be surprised that this man's done. He's got link after link after link to all different types of alternative energy researchers, of all types of energy research, YouTube channels, videos, you name it. He did an amazing job, and he volunteered his time to do that. You know, we're all volunteering our time, everyone. Even some of the ones that just show up in here to help out, they are all volunteering their time. Nobody's down here trying to get rich. We believe in our heart that this world needs to be fixed, and that's exactly what we're working towards. So I'm asking anybody out there who maybe just showed up, if you like what you've heard today, please share. Share this information. It's not easy to do what we do. You know, and I know we got the answers. And I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove every single thing that I've said to every single person I've ever even talked to about mad science being the key to free energy. I guarantee you I'm going to prove it. That's my ultimate mission. Because I know that when this truth gets out, there's no way to put it back in the box. That everybody knows what's possible. Now you're talking about some sort of hoodoo, voodoo version of plasma reactor that you might hear out there. I'm talking about the fourth state of matter plasma when I'm talking about it. That neodymium magnet accelerator, there's physics and there's real science behind it. And the fact that you can take this energy and you can do whatever you want to it, you can mold it like clay, you can send it to wherever you want it to go. Once you understand the basic physics and the basic science of it, the rest of it, the laws of physics aren't there to hinder you to the extent, if you understand them, only there to pretty much try to convince those who believe themselves to be educated that things are not possible. Folks, look down at your hand if you're holding on to a cell phone. You got plasma in the screen of that doggone cell phone. You got a really incredibly efficient battery. And in some phones, they've actually snuck in the system that will, when somebody calls you up, is helping to keep your phone charged so that you can talk longer. But not just for you can talk longer, so that they can listen in on your conversation longer. So that they can track your every move with GPS and all these cool tools and apps and stuff. So you got space age technology in your hand. You got more storage capability in that than all the different computers that existed back during the time that they said they went to the moon. In your palm of your hand. 1,000 times more processing power than that, if not more. Amazing. Video, HD video with pictures and sound quality, storage capabilities, mathematics. You got the tool in your hand that unlocks every single thing that I've been saying. You're holding alien technology in your hand. And these folks want to sit there and try to tell you that we don't have the solutions. They want to try to drag your children to war. They want to control you. That's it. When they go send you or your children to war, they make money. They make money with the bullets and the machinery and the fuel and the food and the medical. They're making money hand over fist. It is profitable to start a war. And even some of the big dogs up at the top have said so. But you got in your hand a way that you can literally stop them in their tracks. You can send the truth out so fast, and if there are millions of you doing the same exact thing, sending the truth here and there and everywhere simultaneously, how are they going to stop y'all? They can't. It ain't like passing notes in the old days. You can send thousands of emails and you name it every single day. Video. The power of that piece of equipment in your hand, if used properly, can take back our world. The power of that thing in your hand, that if you take that thing in your hand and you just use it to surf around for funny stuff on the internet or craziness, well, you basically just help the beast win the fight. You take these computers, you take this internet, while you have access to it, and you use that massive tool to spread the word around that we've got the solutions and we need the people that have the skills to run machines and, you know, resources that they're willing to share with our resources, and we put our combined efforts together. You think about it. Right now, there are, looks like, 8 people in People for People Radio Network. There's another 4 over here in one chat room and another 5 over there. And so with all that, if each one of us put $1 in the middle at the same time, we might be able to afford to go out and have us a cheap old lunch together and talk about things. But imagine if 7 billion people on this planet decided one day that they didn't want the government's help anymore. They were going to pull their resources and use the government's tools against them. You don't have to go out there and protest with a picket sign. You can protest by the way that you spend their monopoly money. You can protest by where you guide your resources. You can protest by where you guide your doggone trash. It's only trash if you make it so. If you take that trash and you look at it like this is premium recyclables, and you separate the numbers with the numbers, because the plastics have little numbers on there. You put these numbers with those numbers, this color with that color, sort it all out, and now you have a premium recyclable that plastic companies all over the world would be happy to buy. But if they gotta go dig through your garbage to get it, it's not going to happen unless it ends up in a third world country. Which that's another phrase that I can't stand. There should not be a phrase called third world country. But either way, their children are digging through your trash. Nasty stuff. To try to earn a living. To try to buy food. But if you take the responsibility to sort that thing out, you can make it profitable for yourself. You can make it beneficial for the homeless by giving people the material that have the skills to actually make buildings that you can give to a homeless person and say, look, this is your house. You own this house. And if we have to go out and pay for a permit for them to be able to put their house on a certain piece of land, then so be it. Our combined resources, there's nothing we couldn't accomplish. Do you think the banks out there don't realize that? Every one of you who have a bank account are helping the bankers, because they make money off of your money. And they know that whenever they got 100 people that come to their bank and deposit their payroll every single week or every 2 weeks or once a month, they got a big, giant, fat pile of cash that they're sitting on that they can gain interest on. Why don't you and you and you and you get together and do that yourself? Why don't you get a people's bank? A people's network? Just like People for People Radio. You bring your neighbors together. You start your own community bank. Don't sit around fighting over, you know, who gets to run it. Run it together. So, like I said, ideas do not work. I can give you every idea under the sun, but they don't work. None of my ideas work. They're all good ideas. And they're all based on research. They're all based on science and physics. But they're just ideas until you take them. And you do the work. And then when you're working on this idea, you'll have your own ideas and you'll expand on it. Before too long, you just took one simple idea and turned it into something really amazing. Because in every single one of you, there's some talent that you got. If you're just a craftsman, if you're just somebody who likes to do crafts for hobbies, go watch that video link that I posted on there. This lady takes two pieces of wax paper, puts one piece of wax paper down, puts a bunch of bottle caps, puts them real close together, puts another wax paper over the top, and takes a regular household iron and melts this plastic into one solid object. Now you got a multicolored looking flower gizmo going on. Watch the entire video of all these different ideas. There are tons and tons of people out there with crafty ideas. So, trash can be a treasure. Trash is a treasure. Trash is a doggone resource. It's a valuable resource. And that doesn't exclude food waste. Because food waste can be turned into compost and fertilizers and all kinds of stuff. Biofuels. And if you properly engineer an internal combustion engine to even burn what they call fossil fuel, folks, I don't care what the professor tells you. There is no such thing as fossil fuel. There never has been, there never will be, and it is physically impossible for this earth to ever run out of what they call fossil fuel, aka crude oil. It's not possible. The earth would have to stop having the same chemistry. It would have to stop doing what it does in order to continue to not be able to continue to manufacture crude oil, natural gases. All of that basically is petroleum products that make the plastic. And so you can turn the plastic into fuel. It's mind-blowing to me. It's like my head hurts because these folks out there in the supposed mainstream science community who are supposed to be so incredibly educated, they can't tell you the things that I just told you. Either for fear of getting kicked out of their cushy little job and they're losing their funding. For whatever reason. But I'm not afraid. Mad science is not afraid of the system. I will tell you just like it is. There is no such thing as fossil fuel. There is no global warming due to climate change, global warming, climate change, or climate disruption, or whatever it's going to be next week when the math doesn't add up. Has absolutely nothing to do with CO2 emissions. The earth is changing naturally. It has been doing this since the dawn of time. But if you're worried about it, if you really believe the lie, then why not support the solution? We have the solution. We have the solution. And the doggone industries out there know that there is a solution. They don't want you to tell people how to make things efficiently because they need to sell you more. They don't want your light bulb lasting for 10 or 20 years because they need to sell you more. That's how they stay in business. And don't let the people try to say, well, if you put them out of business, they're not going to have a job. It's a lie. And the Earth is not, and I repeat, it is not overpopulated. It is not possible for this Earth to ever become overpopulated. It's not physically possible. Prime example is if you get too many fish up into one body of water, they will deplete the oxygen and you'll have a mass die-off of fish. Nature takes care of the balance. Now we need to take care of nature. We need to help nature do what nature does best. And the only way for us to do that is to come to the table with common sense and respect for one another. We can put all our differences aside for a common goal to see how far that humanity can actually go. We can erase from the chalkboard the third world nations and uplift them to where we're all on the same level. We can repair every bit of damage done. Doesn't matter. Throw it at me. You're going to say, well, what about all the radiation and the nuclear disasters and stuff? Folks, there are fish living in every single place where they ever said that there was doggone. Look at Chernobyl. Man went fishing down there. I stood at ground zero at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They said that it'd be hundreds, if not thousands, of years before you could ever go back in there because the radiation would kill you. People bought the lie. And the lie was the lie because people wanted to stay in control. They wanted to keep people living in fear. If you fear the boogeyman, you will pay for the protection. If you are too lazy to fix it yourself, you can pay somebody else for their services. If you don't want to have the responsibility, you can lay it off on somebody else, but it's going to cost you. It's as simple as that. I don't know what more to say that hasn't already been said. Redempty said, if you stop people stealing now, are they going to feed their families selfish, honest people? I'm sorry, my eyes ain't working so well. Look, we don't need the system. But we don't have to trash the system. You can keep the system as a crutch while you build a new society right alongside it. And the best society will win out. You can build your own monetary system. Think about it. If you have a piece of plastic in your hand, bottle cap in your hand, it's worth its weight in its market value of the material that it is right there in your hand. So 10 bottle caps might be enough to buy you a fly swatter made out of the same doggone material. Maybe they want to add an extra 2 or 3 bottle caps in there for their services. You just turn trash into money. Some might think it's a barter system, but it's not. You have a valuable resource in your hand that is worth something. And that goes with any material. And if you have a lot of food waste as a restaurant, you could have a side business as a fertilizer production system. And people will buy this fertilizer to put on their gardens. So you just turned your trash into revenue. And you're not putting anybody out of jobs. Because every step we make puts another job on the table. Every step we make takes a person from having to have a job to being an owner of their own business. So, the answers are there. There are absolutely no excuses. There's no way to talk your way out of it. We either let the world continue on the path that it's on to sure destruction, All right, we start gradually turning that big steering wheel on this ship that we're all living in to the right, and we go to smoother ground. And as we do this, we don't have to even do anything to the mainstream science community, the mainstream media, the government, or anybody. We just happen to know the game like they play the game, and we use their tools along with our tools, and we get things done. And when it's all said and done, when you built the community within a community right beside their system, you have another system, and your system looks like, hey, wait a second. You guys are still over there stealing from us. These people are doing nothing but helping us. Let's go over there and help these people. Eventually, the governments that you despise will become a thing of the past. It'll be people working for people. It'll be communities working for communities. And when the lie of the fossil fuel or the petrol dollar is finally shed light upon, there won't be no need to go to war over oil. There won't be no need to go over to war for anything less than somebody deciding that they want what you got and they're coming to get it. And by that time, we'll be able to defend ourselves. Folks, don't look at how overwhelming this all seems to be. Because you got more power than you think you do. That computer you're sitting in front of is a powerful machine. Some folks put messages up in the chat room now and then expecting amazing results. They're expecting to be able to do things without even understanding the implications of what it is that they're asking for. Do I believe that you can travel through time and space? Of course I do. Do I believe that levitation is possible? Of course I do. I believe anything that you can dream up can be built. I believe we haven't even scratched the surface of what we know about physics. Everything out there being theoretical, we can one day figure out whether or not it's fact or fiction. You know, it saddens my heart to see some of the things that goes on and to hear some of the things that are said. But if you don't understand things like time travel, you don't understand the implications or how the system actually works, it might not be something you want to pursue. I'm saying in the here and now, we can resolve things. No sci-fi, no crazy hoodoo voodoo version of anything. Just what we can feel and touch and know and create is simple. Now, am I saying that there ain't no way to go above and beyond and to boldly go where no man has gone before? No, I'm not. Because I believe all things are possible. There's nothing you're ever going to say that's going to surprise me. And I don't discount your words because I don't know the journey you've been on. I haven't seen through your eyes. And so until you prove to me that you're a liar, then you're a truth teller. And that's what it needs to be. I'm telling you, if you're tired of seeing people starve in this world, then let's fix it. If you're tired of seeing people homeless, then let's fix it. If you're tired of paying electric bills, and let's get together and start a people's electric company. If you're tired of being censored, then let's start a people's network. We got the base right here, and right over there, People for People. we got the skeleton now. It's all about everybody else jumping on to be the skin and the strength and build it. Help Gary over there at People for People Radio build his. Help me over here on mine. Show your support by showing up in the chat room. If you're listening in on alternate devices and you get a chance to get around the laptop or you got a few minutes to jump in there, even if it's long enough to jump in there, throw a smiley face and say, I hear you, love you, and I'll see you around. Something like that. When we bring these numbers up on this deal, it's inspiring to everyone involved who are working hard. When I see numbers start to go up on YouTube and I know that there's people out there that really are interested and they're listening and they know, it makes me inspired to work even harder, to share even more. I've got so much to share with the world. I'm hoping to get it all out. If there was a way I could plug my brain into the matrix without putting any wires in my skull, I'd upload every single bit of knowledge in my head and I'd give it away to every single person in the world as fast as I could. And then once they had that knowledge in theirs, I could retire. I could really seriously retire. I could go enjoy the rest of my life without worrying about each of you not being able to find food or medicine or having to go to war or being homeless or sick or hungry. But because I know my brothers and sisters still have a problem out there, I continue to do what it is that I do. I'm tired, folks. I'm really tired. I'm only 53 years old. That ain't old to most folks. But I've led a very, very busy life. And I've seen things that no man or woman should ever have to lay eyes upon. And those are things that I have to carry around that you just don't forget once you see. I'm telling you, you have the power to fix it. You honestly have the power to fix it. And I'm going to hang in there as long as I possibly can. I hope to be 90 years old, but by the time I get to be 90, I hope to be saying, yeah, look how amazing you folks are. Look what you did. This is what it used to look like, and by gosh, this is what it looks like now. You guys and gals are so impressive. That's what I want to see. I want to see a better world for our children, your children, everybody's children. I want to see a better world for all of us. And I think that it could be accomplished in short order in our lifetime. 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you listen to those who speak, you will learn. You can hear all the words you want, but if you're not willing to listen, if you're not willing to take those ideas and do something with them, then they're just ideas. Ideas do not work. People do. So I said kind of, what's the word, sarcastically? Ideas do not work, so let us trash the earth. Mad Science Show is live. I've tried to say everything under the sun to get people to come here or go to People for People Radio Network to spread information and help each other out to realize how much power they've got at their fingertips. These computers, this internet, those cell phones in your hand, they are tools that will win you the war. They will win. Only if you use that right. You can take that cell phone in your hand and you can send the information to those who need to hear the information and resolve a problem clear across the world, for Pete's sake. I want to speed this thing up somehow. I feel like myself, mentally and physically, I'm racing the clock. And I feel like if I don't get this done, if I don't get all this information out of my mind before I'm gone, then it's all going to go to waste. Take these videos and share them with somebody. Take these videos and listen to what I had to say in there. Replicate them. I got this cool shirt that I show in one of the videos. Make you one. Make one that says People for People Radio on there. Draw it on a piece of paper. Put it on a bulletin board in the laundromat. In your grocery store. Tell people we can fix this. But we have to do it together. There's no excuse anymore. There's absolutely no excuse for wasting anything. You go out there, you look up recycling, you're going to find a nightmare of a story involved in the way that the system is broken. I say even that we can fix. You ain't going to fix the government. You ain't going to fix all their red tape. But if we decide to build the systems for ourselves, for our communities, for one another, right alongside theirs, we can use their rules and their tools and their monopoly money to build a better world. We don't even have to fight with them. We don't even have to socialize with them. We don't even have to look at them. We can build our own media. We can build our own platforms. We can build our own system of people helping people. You think about that relay race where somebody hands off a baton to the next racer and the next racer and the next racer. We can do that all day long, every day. When in our communities, and there is no way that the system can keep up with all of us. Redempty said they will try to summon us to the prisons. Well, I say we don't allow them to. I say we, the people, don't allow them to hurt our brothers and sisters. If we're peacefully building a system of our own, a new society alongside their society, to let the best show, when it gets to the other side, people are going to see. They're going to know the way that we've been showing them, because we're going to lead by example. I don't just talk about making things. I make them and I share videos. I take my time to do radio shows, live streams, and I'm out there in my community and I'm advertising on my back, ShazizRadio.com, for truth about free energy. Mad science is the key to truth about free energy. Ask me why. I've had a lot of people come up and start a conversation. And I can always tell which one of them have been bought into the indoctrination of the education system, because they don't believe anything's possible. Oh, well, if that's possible, why ain't they already done it? Why don't they run cars on hydrogen technology? Because they gotta sell fossil fuel. There are vehicles out there. There's doggone forklifts running on hydrogen technology. It's not mainstream because it's not profitable to the industry. The automobile industry will only go to anything different when they are forced to do so. Otherwise, why fix it if it ain't broke? Why put money out on something that you're already making money? So you just make a fancier looking car, you make it a little bit more efficient, and you pass it on. And like the whole iPhone 5, you ain't going to sell any iPhone 6s until you sold all the iPhone 5s. You're going to make money, and you're going to keep telling everybody, look, we got this new advancement. Well, that new advancement has been around for a long time. It just wasn't in your hand. They got to sell what they got in order to give you something new. sell you more. So when you buy your iPhone 1, you're going to know by the time the iPhone 7 is it getting pretty expensive to keep buying all these iPhones. It doesn't matter though. Ideas do not work. They never have and they never will. I want to try to do something positive for this world, but I need some help. Gary over there at People for People Radio is an awesome person. I hope you at least go over there and support him. If every single one of my listeners out there, or every single one of my people that show up in my chat room, jump over there and his, you can be in both at the same time. That's the amazing thing about the computer world, is you can be in many places at one time. Show up over there, tell him you said hi. Tell him that crazy old mad-haired science guy sent you over. There's a lot of nice folks over there. There's other networks out there. Man, there are tons and tons of them. Some of them fell by the wayside because they had internal fighting. They couldn't see eye to eye. They had disagreements. Which is sad, because that's the thing that always bothered me. Every time you get a really good network, either they wouldn't get the support needed to stay alive, or they would start having people that would come in there and fight with one another. Here on Shaziz Radio, we try to be respectful. You won't even hear us on here foul mouthing unless something slips out. But that's not because we're trying to censor. We're self-censoring because we want to be respectful to everybody. Trying to be get our information out. I don't have to sit here and throw out a bunch of bleeps for you to get my point across. All I got to do is talk to you like you're just as smart as I am, because you are. I paid attention in science class. I done years and years worth of research. And I'm just out here trying to share it just like everybody else. But if we're ever to make it to the final goal of achieving everything that mankind has ever wanted to achieve, then we all have to understand that each one of us is only one little piece of the puzzle. And when you put my piece of the puzzle next to yours, the picture starts to make sense. And you put all these pieces of the puzzle together, you get the big picture. You can see and find out what it is. Who was right, who was wrong, don't matter. But the truth will show itself when it's all said and done. That each and every one of you is so valuable. Try to go out and put a 500 piece puzzle together and there's one piece missing. You got the most of the picture, but that picture will never, ever be complete. And you always wonder, what was in that picture? What was that one piece of puzzle? You might even be able to try to draw it in and try to create it. But you'll never have that exact one. I think whoever or whatever created our world and put us here did it for a reason. For us to live and learn and take care of one another. And I think to this point, mankind has done a terrible job. With the exception of those out there who really have a big heart and really do care about the direction that we're all going in. On the Knights of the Round Table, which is the show tomorrow, I shared a picture of what one lady did for one little child. And that picture says it all. If that doesn't warm your heart and show the true power of love, then nothing will. This baby was so skinny. All you could see is bones. And a year later, she had took that baby and went through all the different processes to get this baby medical and everything. And by the time it was all said and done, a year later, this lady's standing there with this baby. And he's looking so beautiful. He's in his little red jumpsuit with his backpack and tennis shoes. And man, you want to talk about polar opposites. You just witnessed a miracle in one photo. And there is nothing nothing that we can't accomplish. I believe in miracles. I do still believe in the dream. Mad science is just a tool that I use to try to bring people together. Mad science is the frustration and the anger to the mainstream science and the governments of the world, and even to a large extent, the people of the world. If you're not willing to pay attention to ideas, if all you can do is protest and complain and fight amongst each other because of your color or your race or your religion or your beliefs or whatever, then we will never ever be what we are truly meant to be. I want to see a day when we don't see color anymore. It'd be kind of nice if we were all colorblind, I guess. It just wouldn't be as beautiful, I don't think. I don't want anybody to go colorblind, don't get me wrong, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if there ever comes a day when we can see past all our differences and understand that each one of us are just a piece of the puzzle, not one more unique than the other, not one more important than the other, they're all unique, they're all important. Every last one of you are important. When we get to that point, that type of understanding, and we realize of what our true potential is, and who and what we really are, that's going to be the day every single one of you is going to be happier than you've ever been. That's going to be the day that we've been successful in all our endeavors to make this world a better place. Now, I sat around and complained about the world. I don't want to do that. We already know the problems. I want to fix it. I want to do whatever it takes to fix it. So I'm going to keep posting video links. I'm going to keep posting comments. I'm going to keep supporting everybody by at least showing up in their chat rooms or, you know, sharing information. If you want to see what I've been looking at, go on my YouTube channel. You can see all my like videos. They got good information in them. There's somebody in there creative. There's a really brilliant idea. There's something that, another piece of the puzzle to solve problems. And as far as building machinery, you know, I've got friends, and we're slowly but surely we're gathering things that we need to start manufacturing things that we can turn around and turn into a valuable resource that we can sell or whatever to raise funds to build more prototypes and share more videos. I told you, if you see it on my YouTube channel and you like it, run with it. If you see it on the website and you like it, run with it. Take it. I hope you find an idea on any one of these videos or whatever, and you go out and you make yourself $1 million. Then I hope you remember that somebody else out there helped you out, and you go out and help somebody else out. That you support those folks out there that are trying to make the world a better place. That's all we need. That's all we need. We need all these folks, these wonderful people, to come together in unity. Not under some one world banner, or some one world ideology or religion or anything like that. Under an idea. And even though I said ideas do not work, they do work when you work together. It's as simple as that. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. But I don't know what else. I don't know what else to do. I can't get the message out. Download these videos. Put them onto a DVD or a flash drive and send them to your local media. ones that you believe in. Let them take a look at it. Let them hear these words that I've been saying. You folks out there in the mainstream media and the government and the environmental groups out there, you folks said that our world was doomed. I'm standing here with the ideas and the solutions, and I can point you in the direction to all the research to back everything, all the peer-reviewed papers, everything that has to do with science and physics to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that if we come together in the right circumstances or the resources and the materials and the funding or whatever we need to do to bring the dream team together, we can resolve every single problem under the sun. And if that's not something that you're willing to do, then you're just sitting there yelling and complaining to get ratings for your media outlet. You're just trying to scare the world so that you can make more money. I'm not trying to scare the world. I'm trying to save it. And to save it, I understand that it's not a job that one man can do alone. So if you're a senator or a congressman and you hear these words, when you're ready to fix this thing, I would like to be one of the members of the Dream Team. I'd like for you to be one as well. If anybody out there believes in anything I'm saying, and you want to be a part of the Dream Team, just throw it in there. Throw it in the chat room. Throw it out on Facebook. Tell everybody it's real easy to become the Dream Team. I want to see as many Dream Team members as we can possibly get, because right now the only thing that's stopping us is the fact that we haven't took that dream and made it so. That's it. You bring the brilliant together in your community, and I bring the brilliant together in my community, and we get it done. Forget the government. Forget the protesters. Forget the so-called environmentalists, because their track record stinks. You could sit out there and yell till the cows come home, and you'll never get the government to bend to your will. You might get yourself jailed, Guantanamo'd, but you ain't getting nothing done. I'm tired of talking. I'm going to play us out of here with a couple tunes. And as soon as this show's over, stay tuned for Music with Kara Hour. And as soon as that show's over, stay tuned for me again doing a show for my loving wife who is recovering from surgery, which is the Hope Show, hosted by a mad science guy. Hopefully I'll do her justice, because she's wonderful. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to Mad Science. I'm going to play us out here with a couple tunes.
says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Muslim old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you
Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.